Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of OC star Heather Dubrow and her husband Terry Dubrow, who chat with us all about their feud with Noella, if they're ready to come back for another season of OC, and their brand new show, 7 Year Stitch. Congratulations on this new show, this new special. I just watched it. It is so fantastic. So why did you want to help couples go through this 7 year itch? Because it definitely is a real thing.
Yeah, no, it is. And so, a couple of years, Terry and I have written three books together. And our second book, The Dubrow Diet, when it came out, we took this couple on E! News just to do segments. Here's the before and after weight loss. And what we realized was there was so much more going on that needed to be helped and their kid and their relationship and everything that was going on. That was kind of the germ for all of this. So we really wanted to help couples. We've been called couple goals. You know, we've been together 25 years. We've managed to survive the reality show curse. Mm-hmm. How do we do it? It's not about having money. We've heard people say, oh, if I had their money, but it is about resources. So what we thought it was, okay, well, if we can take these couples who are at that 7 year mark-ish, and, you know, the honeymoon's over and real life has set in, and give them our resources, open up our Rolodexes, separate them for 7 weeks and give them full internal, external makeovers, body, mind, and soul to make them the best individuals they could possibly be. And then put them back together and try to stitch the couple back together.
Yeah.
That's what we were hoping to do.
I love that. And I think Terry on the show, you said, you know, I think one of your keys to your success is that you have to learn to fight well. So how do you and Heather fight well?
So one of the things we do is we've learned what buttons not to push in a fight. And that's really important. You don't say it. You want to say it. It may feel good, but all it's going to do is make that situation worse. So we've learned how to be respectful, how to communicate. Communicate's one of the major things. And what we've done with these couples is we identify what their problems are and we sort of diagnose them. And whether it's internal or external, it takes about 4 weeks to break habits. That's why we separate them for 7 weeks. And then it takes 3 more weeks to cement in those habits. The big problem with 7 year stitch is what happens if you make them better versions of themselves and then you get them back together again and they're now able to communicate. They're now able to fix whatever problems they've been having with their intimacy issue, physical, financial, and they decide, yeah, I'm done. That was always the big thing we were afraid of with 7 year stitch, right, honey?
Exactly. So we met all these different kinds of couples, you know, with all kinds of issues. There were a lot of common themes and I think the audience is going to find a lot of it very, very relatable. But then there's like moments where things come out that you had no idea what was going on and just crazy. So as we were helping these couples, and when we get to the end, the big reveal, when they come back together, we were very nervous. Right.
You could tell you guys definitely were very nervous. Like where is this going to go? I mean, Heather, what would you say? Did you and Terry both experienced that 7 year itch? And what would you say was the biggest challenge that both of you had to overcome in your marriage?
Yeah. I mean, I think, look, being together this long, you have good years and bad years, literally not just good days and bad days, but it's how you get through all of it. I think that we have been very lucky over the years in getting through those situations and how do I say that?
Honey, we went through that 7 year. Remember,
oh, right.
At 7 years, we had kids. When I met you, you were 27, starring in a television show, no children, single, living in an apartment in Hollywood with the LA skyline.
It was a very difficult transition for me to go from a full-time working person to a full-time stay-at-home mom. And, you know, Terry was still living his same life, going to work and everything. That was a very difficult transition for us. And I wanted to start working again. And remember, I went up to LA and did pilots. I would take the twins with me, stay in a hotel. I mean, it was just crazy. So we definitely had that period of time where we could have gone in that direction. It could have gone poorly for us, but we managed to get through that.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think Dr. Jen could have helped? You could have given her the 7 week program.
I mean, I tried. Like, right? You know, on the show we talked about it a lot, and it was super weird because we were filming 7 year stitch and filming Housewives, and I met Jen, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like life imitating art, imitating life here. What's going on? But you know, I did talk to her, and I did, you know, give her a lot of suggestions and resources and things that she could do. And as a matter of fact, if you watch the show next week, we have Jen and her husband over to our house and I throw a dinner party and I invited two other couples over that have been together for very long periods of time in the hopes of showing them what functioning couples look like that have been through it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to wait to see how that one goes.
I can't wait. How is Kat doing?
She's so good.
Good, good. I know.
So good.
How does she feel after, you know, after that last episode? And, you know, I know that it was hard for her, you know, dealing with people at school and things like that. But how has it been for her since that episode aired?
You know what? She's seen a lot of love and support. I think she's handling it really well. It's funny, when we came back on the show, you know, one of the reasons we came back was to have these kinds of conversations mm-hmm. and open them up. Our daughter, Max, came out as bisexual a couple of years ago. And, you know, the love and support that we got there. And also people that said that they were estranged from their children and that kids that had taken their lives and all of this. So, you know, we really felt like we could use this platform to start these conversations in other households. I had no idea Kat was good. I mean, I knew Kat was gay, but I had no idea she was going to talk about it on the show. So that was amazing. And we're just super proud of all of them.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and Terry, it seems like you and Heather both make such a welcoming environment for your kids to come out and to be so supportive. I mean, why is that so obviously that is so important to you, but you know, how does that benefit your kids and how does it make them feel so be able to be so honest and open?
Well, up until the last few years, if you had issues that you weren't comfortable with that were unconventional, if you were part of the LGBTQIA community, if you didn't have supporting families or parents, you just didn't talk about it. You hid it. And what kind of life is that, not to live your true life? And even right now in this country, in Florida, there are bills that they're calling them don't talk gay bills.
It's
right?
Terrible.
Don't say gay. Yeah. I mean, they're trying to stop conversations about this at school. Well, if you can't do it at school, there's a movement to stop doing it at school. You better make sure you're doing it at home right. Because you got to make sure your family and people understand what it is to be normal. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's what we wanted to show, a modern, normal family that talks about things and makes it a safe environment for people to be the actual people they really are.
Right. Do you have any dating rules in your house?
We really don't. You know, that's so funny. No one's ever asked us that before. Mm-hmm. Although I have to say there was a moment when the twins were like 15 or 16, I think, you know, Nikki, I mean, I don't want to make it sound bad, but like he, not bad, but he was in his room with someone, with a girl, and the door was closed. And I was like, fine. He was 15. I trusted him, whatever. And so Max was like, well, would I be allowed to be in the room with someone with the door? I'm like, I don't know. I never even thought about this before. This is the first time I've had 15-year-olds.
Right. Where it gets very confusing, if I may say so, is that Max came out as bisexual. Mm-hmm. So she'll be in a room with a girl and we'll go, oh, okay, that's cool. Then we'll walk away and go, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. It's really hard to navigate, but I will say this, like, you know, in the household that I grew up, Terry and I grew up very differently. His house was super permissive and he basically could do what he wants. I grew up in a household I grew up in the household where we were on lockdown. You know, there was like, it was super strict, which caused us to rebel. So with our kids, you know, we've sort of taken the approach where, look, we've given you all the tools, we trust you. And until you prove otherwise, we're going to just continue to trust you.
Right.
And it has served us.
Yeah, definitely. So how did that make you feel? I mean, we see in the show that you and Noella obviously are going back and forth this season. So how did that really make you feel when she said that you have straight fragility?
I mean, but you know, I think I just feel like everything with Noella just always feels very rehearsed and feels like something she had in her back pocket waiting to say. I mean, out of everyone in the cast, and I wouldn't say this to any of them either, but saying that I have straight fragility is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, I find it, I think it's so rude and disrespectful to me and my kids and my family. Because what are you saying by that? That I am so, I'm so fragile in my straightness that I can't hear about gay things. Trust me, I talk to my kids about everything. We talk about life. We talk about sex. We talk, and sex of all orientations. I mean, there's no conversation that's off limits. The point of the gift she gave my kid was that it was not appropriate for a stranger to give to my child without permission. It wasn't about me not you know, being able to talk about gay sex.
Right. Terry, what was your reaction to that when you watched that or heard about it?
Well, I mean, has she not read the People magazine article? Right. Of all the people to have straight fragility, it isn't Heather. I mean, it's like saying, you know, a test pilot has a fear of flying. I mean, are you kidding? This is the place where we have straight, I mean, total acceptance, gay acceptance here in this house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Heather, overall, how are you feeling about the season? Are you happy that you decided to return to the show? Terry, are you happy that you decided to, you know, dip back into the Housewives?
Oh, man, that's a loaded question. I think we certainly didn't expect the way it began.
Yeah.
You know, look, it was a conversation in our house. It really was, to be able to come back. And why would we come back? I think we left the show well, and I felt like I had checked the box. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, talking about our family, our unique family, it's not so unique actually, but you know, we wanted to be able to show our version of a normal family and what's going on here so we could start conversations in other people's homes. And that was really important to us. So I have to say, with all the BS and everything that goes on and how difficult emotionally it is to do a show like this, those scenes, you know, with me and Max and watching her, you know, launch her book and being able to talk about her anxiety and all of that, and watching Kat being so free, talking about being a lesbian and what it's like on social media. I'm so proud of them and opening their lives and being able to, you know, continue these conversations and these dialogues out there, that it was worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a double-edged sword for me, because I know when you go on these shows, and as opposed to the last time we were on the show, Twitter is a lot meaner now. Yeah. There's a lot more acceptance of hate online now, but you know, you have an opportunity to show and to help so many people with things that are going on in your lives. And we thought, this is a unique time. Our kids are going through anxiety issues, through sexual identity issues. We're very accepting that we're struggling, but we're helping them through it, we think, in a positive way. And if there was a better time than now to go on the show, I can't imagine it. Yeah. So there's been an outpouring, besides the hate, there's been an outpouring of people who say, thank you. You're the best mom. Thank you guys as parents for showing you what it's like to be normal and live in a modern family. That alone is the reason why we went on the show, and that's worth it.
Definitely. I know.
I was going to say, and you know, and I've read some comments from people saying that, you know, this is not appropriate to bring on as a storyline. We're not bringing on anything as a storyline. This just happens to be our life. And I truly believe that if more people, especially that have these kinds of platforms, would show their authentic life, it would really help people.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. It definitely would. It 100% would. And I think it's a great storyline, and a lot of people can relate to it. And I think it's helping a lot of people too. Would you come back? Are you going to do it again?
Well, let's see how the reunion goes. Like, you know, that's a long time away. I think we have time to marinate on that and see how it goes. You know, we have two kids going off to college. There's a lot happening in our house, and, you know, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Well, I hope so. And congratulations on the 7-year stitch. It's fantastic. And I know people are absolutely going to love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Always good catching up. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.